Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class is for the Hatzlacha of Tzva Hagana Yisrael, all of our soldiers, B'zad Hashem, and also for the Refuah Shlema of all Cholei Amo Yisrael, and we Frad Yehoshua Ben Dina, and also B'zad Hashem for the returning of all of our hostages, that they should return home very soon with mental health, B'zad Hashem. And the Havdil as well. Today's class is honored and is... It's our privilege to give this class in honor of our new Chatan today, B'zad Hashem, that's getting married, Jacob and Kayla, in honor of their wedding, B'zad Hashem. Shirbu Smachot B'Yisrael. In honor of today's class, we're going to actually change routes, and we're going to give a class directed to the Chatan, to give some advice to the Chatan before his wedding. I'll tell you, you know, getting married, people think when you get married, you finish the job. That's it, you're done. You completed your obligation in this world, unfortunately. But truthfully so, once you get married, that's actually when life actually begins. That's when you actually have to start working. And so I'll tell you a story that I said at my wedding. And I told them, and this is a very important point that I made at my wedding that I still try to live by till today. I said there was a story of a guy who was very strict always to pray in Minyan. He would never miss one day of Minyan. Shacharit, Mincha, Arvit, he would never miss Minyan. One day he got back, one day very late at night, he got home, all of a sudden it's 2 o'clock in the morning in Israel, he says, hey, I forgot to pray Arvit. In Israel they have these like Minyan factories. So he ran to one of these Minyan factories, there was nobody there, one person in the corner. So he goes and he starts calling Jewish taxis. He calls 10 Jewish taxis, they all get there, they're like, what's going on? They think there's like a bar mitzvah or something they're coming to. He tells them, start your timers, we're going to pray Arvit. They're all like, this guy is nuts, he's crazy. One by one, each one, these are not like observant drivers. These are like chilonim. These are people who are not connected to Judaism whatsoever. Each one, they start their timers, they come inside, the guy goes up to be chazan. You know, there's different types of minyanim. There's one that's like, you feel it's a rushed minyan. There's one that you feel it's a long lengthened minyan. And there's a balanced medium. This guy decides to take long minyan, 15-minute amidah, kavanah, lots of focus. Everyone's standing there like, this guy, he must be very wealthy. This guy is willing to put 10 timers on the clock and spend a long amidah. He finished amidah, they finished arvit. He says, thank you very much. He comes out to each and every one of them. And he says he wants to pay each and every one. He tells them, how much do I owe you? He goes to the first guy, he says, how much do I owe you? He says, how much do you owe me? He says, how much do I owe you? He says, I haven't prayed in Kanisa in 20 years. He goes to the next guy. He says, how much do I owe you? How much do you owe me? He says, the last time I stepped foot into a Kanisa was Yom Kippur 23 years ago. And one by one, each and every taxi driver has another story. And not one taxi driver took a penny from the guy. Not one of them. So I told everyone at my wedding, I said, the same devotion this guy has for going to Minyan is the exact same devotion a person has to have to her, their wife. Every single day, day in and day out, every morning, every afternoon, every night, focusing and thinking about how can I make my wife the happiest person in the world. However much money you have to spend, however much time, however much effort, however much tears and whatever it needs to be to make them the happiest person in the world. There's a famous phrase, happy wife, happy life. People say, oh, that's a nice phrase. But the truth is, the Chachamim teach us that all of the bracha that you receive in your business, all of the bracha that you receive in your life, all comes through the woman, through the wife. You make her happy, Hashem will make you happy. Everything is tied directly to the way you treat your wife. And every single day, you know, in the beginning of your marriage, it'll be a little bit easier. Yeah, you're in infatuation stage. So you're in this lovey-dovey, you're in la-la land a little bit. Then eventually, finally, after a few years, you leave this infatuation stage and you come to realization where it's like, now you actually have to start working on your marriage. When that time comes, don't leave the feelings that you had when you first got married. Never leave those feelings when you first got engaged. Those feelings of love, those feelings of care, those feelings of every single day wanting to wake up and care for them. Because those feelings are feelings that sadly, in many relationships, they can dissolve. And they can dissipate if a person doesn't work hard at making sure that becomes part of him. So the one lesson I think we can teach the Chatan B'zad Hashem and give him a blessing is that when you go into your marriage B'zad Hashem, you go in with a devotion, devoting your life to make sure that every single day you're thinking about your wife to make her the happiest person in the world. And when you do that, when you're always constantly thinking about how can I make her the happiest person in the world, then Hashem will always make sure that He's making sure that both of you will be the happiest people in the world. When you get married, you're not just one and one anymore. You're not two people anymore. Your neshama, once you get married, you form as one. You turn into one person. And now all of your decisions, everything you do, everywhere you go, It's always thinking about the other. Your whole life, you know, as a human being, when you're born, your thought process is always to be thinking about yourself. Once you get married, now you're no longer a person who's only thinking about yourself. You're living your life, you have to always take into account, in every decision that you make, take into account your spouse and your other. And it's different than the thought process we were brought up with. But when you change your mindset to always be thinking and put what's best for them before even what's best for you, then Hashem will do the same. Right? The Pirkei Avot says that if you make Hashem's will your will, Hashem will make your will His will. If you make sure to put your wife's will before your will, Hashem will make sure to put both of your wills before His will. Hashem will make sure to put your will His will. This is the most important lesson I think a chatan can get going into his marriage. We give you a bracha that B'zal Hashem, you should build a bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael. You should have many, many healthy children, B'zal Hashem. You should have a healthy marriage, a happy marriage. Ad me'ah ve'asim shana, amen. Have a great day, mazal tov.